Hello and welcome back, and thanks for listening. As always, this is Techonomics, and I'm your host, Jason Middleton. Alignment is a business term that can definitely be overused, but to my mind, it is undervalued as a concept. Basically, I'm talking about, is my team on the same page driving toward the same message and goals? And it starts at the top of an organization. If everyone along the line in an enterprise is in alignment, the company is better positioned to not only succeed in the market, but it can quickly respond to unforeseen changes in that market. Startups are usually small teams that want to get something out the door. It's a little easier to find alignment on a lean team, but as a company grows, blind spots will have shown themselves in the business plan. Then it's time to get diverse in input and decision makers.
So I think diversity is, it's not just a buzzword and a nice to have. I think it's critical, it's crucial to helping your team, your organization really work at its potential.
This week we talk with a veteran of the tech industry. She was on the early team at Compaq, a legendary startup success story. Karen Walker's new book is aimed at the senior executives at companies, but the takeaways are universal. Okay, here we go.
Karen Walker. I'm an executive advisor and consultant to CEOs and other senior leaders in organizations.
Yeah, let's go through some of your bona fides, because you are a consultant to C-suite level leaders, but you got there because you were a C-suite level leader too, right? I mean, let's go back to the Compaq days.
Exactly. I come at this from a very different position than most of the people in my field. I'm an engineer by degree, so let's start there. Mm-hmm. I went to work for a little startup many years ago that hadn't shipped any computers yet. Actually, hadn't shipped any product of any sort yet. Certainly didn't have any revenue. In our first year, we did $111 million, and by the time I left 14 years later, we guided the company to about $15 billion and 17,000 employees. It was an amazing, amazing team to be part of.
I have to tell you that I have been a marketing and research consultant on contract off and on for the last 5 or 6 years. And one of my favorite things to drill into whenever I get a new client and during my interviews with the staff is alignment. And alignment is all over your book here. Tell me how you landed on this and how you give it such important value.
Yeah, thanks for asking that very seminal question. Well, I think it's impossible to write a book that's not part of who you are. I didn't know that before I wrote a book, but now I do. As I said, I'm an engineer. I'm an industrial engineer. And so my core is all about problem solving and finding ways to do things effectively and efficiently. And that's really, I think, what alignment is about. But I came to that from an organizational standpoint, primarily through the experience that I had at Compaq and then the experience I've had with my clients, which are all growth clients, primarily tech, over the last couple of decades. But one of the things that was very clear at Compaq was that the reason we were able to move as fast as we were beyond the amazing product market fit that we happened to have was the fact that our internal strategies were really aligned with the external growth, the external stories, the sales that we had, and we were supporting each other. We were aligned so that no one function got too far out ahead of the others.
Is it safe to say that alignment must be top down?
Absolutely. I would argue that it's one of the primary responsibilities, often overlooked, of a CEO or any senior leader, is to make sure that they are aligned with the rest of the organization and that the organization is functioning that way. You really can't do it from anywhere else. You can't be as effective. It's why my book and my work is focused on working with senior leaders, because that's where you can move this lever. Only a senior leader can see across all of the organization. Only a senior leader can make the changes necessary to make that alignment occur and to bring things back into alignment when they snap out.
I'm wondering, Karen, can you walk me through the first meeting you have with a new client? I'm imagining that you have already, that you've either printed out the mission statement or you have it memorized, and you ask your CEO, where are you on this? Where how close are we to the bone when it comes to this mission statement?
Yeah, that's a great place to start, and it's definitely part of that conversation. I typically start with, talk to me about what it is. Why are you here? Out of all the places you could be in the universe, you've chosen this company at this time. Why are you here? What is it that you hope to achieve here? What's the current state? What's going on now with your organization? What's sort of working well? What are the areas you're concerned about, both now but in the future, as we think about how fast this organization's growing? And then I will dive into how closely do the behaviors match the mission statement? How closely are you and your senior leadership team walking the talk?
And in your book, No Dumbing Down, it's kind of a distillation of your secret sauce for that approach. I'm wondering, mm-hmm. again, what are, anecdotally speaking, what are the next steps that you normally happen? Is there a continuing or a common thread through the needs of these C-suite leaders who have similar issues?
Yeah, well, there are definitely threads in terms of the kinds of issues that I see. And there are issues that I guess many organizations would have, but they're sort of underscored or amplified in high-growth situations, which are companies that I particularly seek out or that typically seek me out. And I'd say they fall into maybe four or five different categories. One is we have teams that really aren't working to their full potential. It's wonderful to work in teams, but you need them to work well because they've dumbed down. And that primarily occurs either because we have a blind spot that our teams are not working at full potential, or often it's just because we take these skills that we have that have made us really great individual contributors and have made us successful, and we apply those same skills to working in a team setting. And while they're similar skills, they are not the same. You need different skills. It's not enough to be technically brilliant to get your teams to work well. I also see like processes, tools, behaviors. They get stuck in the status quo, and that really lack agility, and they're not able to be responsive and keep up with the changes that are going on both within your organization and externally. I also see people who they're just not able to handle unexpected events, and things happen that we're not expecting. What we have to do is have processes in place so that we're able to deal with the unexpected in a way that is more proactive rather than reactive. And then lastly, I think the thing that I see most often is really this emphasis on the short term and the urgent, because there is so much to get done anytime you're in growth mode. But it can't happen at the expense of the long view. And for CEOs and senior leaders in particular, to find ways to create time to think for themselves rather than to just be reactive, so that they are able to look at the big picture and not only create the right strategies, but adjust strategies as things change in the marketplace.
That was Karen Walker, former C-level tech executive and industrial engineer, and the author of No Dumbing Down, a no-nonsense guide for CEOs on organization growth. Links to her new book and her bio and more are in the show notes at kgoradio.com. We had to trim this for broadcast, so the extended interview is in the podcast. Coming up after the break, a guide for underemployed baby boomers, how to stop faking normal and find the real. That's next, so please do stick around. I'm Jason Middleton, and this is Techonomics.